Shlomo Weisband.
That's for her alarm clock. So, sorry, that was short of that. That was a punishment. This is a new question. All right. If anyone gets a good answer, let me know. Yeah. Sorry. Was that time was up yet? Did the women die tak in the mid? In the what do you call it? In the midmore. They didn't do any chet. No, they did that. Sorry. Who said the ladies died? How did any ladies die in the midmore? We don't know. That's interesting. The question was, did Miriam do anything wrong that she died in the Shemitah? Why did Miriam not get to Eretz Yisrael? Moshe and Aaron, it looks like it was better to get to Eretz Yisrael. It was a time. I heard the siren I couldn't get. Miriam, what did she do wrong? She went to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. It's good thing you came now, Sam. I looked a bit at your shingle terry yesterday. It's like interesting what we found. Yeah, right, Angel. Let's just go back quick and make a little summary of what we had yesterday. We started the Malach of Makar Patish. Range to Malacha, this one of Makar Patish. What did we say? We said, okay, there's a different place where you learn it out from. Makar Patish means generally to complete an item. A person completes an item. The last touch, the final touch. That is the Malacha of Makar Patish. Okay, we learned yesterday, we spoke about where you learn it from. Lamaisa, completing an item is an Isra Makar Patish. We had an interesting shayla yesterday in the Shonim. Is Lamosh, let's say someone makes from scratch. He builds a table on Shabbos from scratch. Starts off, nothing, he builds the whole table. So according to some Rishonim, yes, binyan bekelim, he's done binyan. What happens when he does the last leg, when he puts the last leg on? Let's say that he put before Shabbos, he had all three legs on. On Shabbos, he puts the fourth leg on. Is he over binyan and makar patish, or do they not go together? That was a shayla Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn they don't go together. They're, you either have one or the other, you can't have both. And others seem to say, that you can't have both, because they explain very nicely that binyan is a person makes an article. Once you finish making the article, then you perfect it in a nice way, then you can have the style of makar patish. But the actual construction, the actual keli itself, that's all part of binyan. Others disagree, that's a big shy. The mice don't make much enough. The mice, both officers do. You mice, you can't do anything. That was that's what we said yesterday. So we said also, chiddush, that there's no opposite of makar patish. So the chayra, just like the moshel, to make a paper bag, which was a chiddush we said yesterday, to make a paper bag is not binyan. Binyan has to be something firm. There's no issur of binyan. But moshel, you couldn't make it. There's no issur. So to make a paper bag with makar patish, shy to make makar patish on a short-term things. Plastic bags, all these things, there would be an issur to make it, but there's no opposite. So to destroy a plastic bag on Shabbos is not Osa, it's the Isra Makar Patish, the opposite of Makar Patish. There's no Osa of Makar Patish. You've got problems of Korea, as if it's there, and if they kill Kul, there's no problem. But we said, L'chaya, when a person has got, let's say, a bag of bags on a roll, yeah, and he decides to cut one of them off on Shabbos, besides the Isra Pashas Derais of Kriya Shal Tikkun, he's Pashas done Makar Patish as well. Because he's made now this Keli usable. That is the final touch of this Keli. It now becomes usable to use. That is the Makar Patish. That's what we said. What else do we say? That's what we spoke about yesterday. Cups. Yeah, we have to see about cups. We're going to see about those. Yeah, cups. Okay. Let's come on to something today. So basically, the Isra Makar Patish, just to go on to a few things that are included in Makar Patish. Including the Makar Patish is first of all making a keli. That's number one. Number two is perfecting or improving a keli. That means you've got the keli already there, but it needs a bit of perfection. Number three is repairing a broken keli. That's also makar patish. We're going to speak about this in Barichas. Making a pesach in a container is also a keli for makar patish. And the question of whether you can have makar patish on food items. That means it's an interesting shy, this mushroom. Someone's got a very salty piece of fish, which is unedible. It's not possible to eat. It's too salty. If he soaks it in water for a long time, the salt goes away, and the fish becomes edible to eat. Is that also makar patish? Is it shy of makar patish on foods? I see. Okay, let's start slowly. Let's go over here, first of all. So number one is, we said, making a keli. So that we said already yesterday, that l'chaira, making a keli means even a one-time keli. That's arrived from the Gemara. In the Gemara says that if a person makes a toothpick, that's only going to use it once, patish. He's going to make the toothpick, and throw it out. That's already an issur d'oraisa of makar patish. So makar patish means you're making a keli, even a one-time use keli is makar patish. Therefore, make a toothpick is problematic. So who are din l'chaira? Take a cotton wool And besides, let's say it's already torn off, it's already not on, it's already loose, and you twine it around to make a bud of something, that's a keli. That is like a keli. That should be a problem with makapatish. That is making a keli on Shabbos. You don't realize, it's very easy. Makapatish is a frightening melacha. Sorry? I don't think it has to do a kiyum, but the two people also don't know how strong it is. It's doing its job. It's going into your ear to do what it has to do. It's doing a job. It's what? Tissue is mixed on my kale, I don't know. You're making something better. You're making someone takes, like he's asking, if you take a tissue and you roll it up, to make it into,
it's
what
not,
do you call
it's
it?
It's not its use. It's never tissue. It's never used for that.
A piece of wood on the floor is not made for a toothpick.
You make
yeah, but a piece of wood on the floor is not made to be a toothpick. A person finds a splint on the floor and he decides to make a toothpick out of it. You're asking, what happens by a tissue? A person takes a tissue and he fashions it into, what do you call it? Here? I don't know. So we can look at that one. Okay, that's number one. That's the halachas of making things, on making a keli. What else is included in that? Someone makes a paper plane on Shabbos. Takes a piece of paper, he folds it up, he used to do it in school, it was good fun actually, yeah? You make a paper plane, you fold it up and you throw it across the room. Now the chayr normally lasts more than once actually, but even so, you've made a keli. You've made something on Shabbos. That's what I'm telling you. Make a keli from the start is also makapatish. If you make a whole keli, is included also makapatish. That's what I'm telling you. That's the chiddush. You're right. It's not only the finishing touch of makapatish. Makapatish means the person makes a keli from start to finish. He's done makapatish. That's the raya from that toothpick. You have to look at that. Go on about a toothpick. But the toothpick is a raya. The person takes a piece of wood and he fashions the piece of wood to be a toothpick. He's made the keli from nothing to something. That is an issa of makapatish. The chiddush. So you have to do a boina in soft keli. Could be not a problem. Could be in hard keli. It's a big shy in the shonim. Is the shy bin of the keli? So first of all, very soft things, the pashas no binyan. But even if it's a hard item, there's a makapatish showing him when you say binyan the kelim or not. But makapatish is over.
So you could be over two levels.
Could be, that's a shayla. Why are you going to be over two things? Yeah, that's a shayla. But yeah, you have to be choshev. That could be over two things. Yeah? Paper planes, things like that, the is all a problem. Someone takes a knife, for example, and it's bent, and he straightens it. He's made it now a usable kelim. That's all for makapatish. Very, very simple thing to be over, makapatish. Shane, someone just told me today a good example. I forgot what it was actually. A good example, very easy to be over this issue of makapatish. Maybe we'll come across it sometime. I can't remember exactly now. Where else is the problem? So we said yesterday, removing tacking sticks from a garment. Someone's got a garment, someone's got a pocket which has got stitches inside it. Right? So the mosher, besides the issue of Korea, so Korea is it's not amanos litfoy. That's a shayla via locha. Is that called a tikkun? That's a shayla. But the mice says makapatish, complete the garment. That is the completion of the garment, take all these stitches off. And we said the chiddush yesterday, this was what Rav Simcha raised yesterday, it was a good point actually. I was arguing Kohl about this point today. So that's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, just so we can find it. Had sword surah. If someone. An interesting bit of halacha in Shin Beis, Sif Beis. About Hatsor Tzura. Someone sticks, what do you call it? Someone makes a Tzura on Shabbos. Shin Beis. See base, different master halakhis. Same base, different base. Very interesting halacha. This is a halacha about Hatsot Suri, yeah? Someone makes a picture. Not a picture, yeah, different master halakhis. Yeah, here the Chofetz Chaim brings a halacha. If a person does a picture on Shabbos on a keli, he makes a nice picture. It means the person's got a cup, which is a nice cup. Cup's finished. It's all been made. And now a person decides to put a picture on that cup. So I said yesterday, that in such a case of sorcerer as a Gemara in Shabbos, someone makes a picture on a cup, he's over an Issa D'oraisa of makapatish. So Rav Simcha asked yesterday, the Chayyim, what? You don't need to put the picture on the cup. So we asked yesterday, yeah?
It's not a final touch.
It's not a final touch. So I must say, it's not a final touch. So I must say, it's interesting. Today I was looking at the Sefer here, Sefer Bun and Cohen. Let me just young man, so to chapter 35, note 10. It's very interesting what he says here. I was arguing someone with Cohen about it. So read out what he says over here. So he brings his halacha about a person mustn't make a tzot surah, someone who makes an engraving on a keli is chayim shor makapatish. There's a gemara in Shabbos. Re'isi v'sefer binyan Shabbos. I saw in the sefer binyan Shabbos, I don't know who it is. She's in the skashel of in Tam Dinza. I can't understand this. He says, sorry, Bia, shari a keli kvar roi and mukhtas. There's nothing wrong with this keli. This keli is the perfect cup. Now I decide to paint a picture on it on Shabbos. Now, besides the Issa of Tzuvah and Kosev, which we're not going into, let's say, yeah? Besides that, we're talking about, is there Makor Patrish? Now, to complete this thing over here. Says the Binyan Shabbos, I can't understand this whole thing over here. This Keli is a complete Keli. It's perfectly usable already. HaKeli Mokshel Tashmishel B'Nimro Malachtoi. The Eli Tosebos Hanova Yipoi, this extra beauty on the Keli, Eino Moshiva Tashmishel Keli, does nothing to the Keli itself. But at the cost of Rashi, yeah? So he says, I can't understand why I should be called the Makor Patrish. Who you asked yesterday? Yeah? The Chayra, I'm asking, it's an interesting question this over here, yeah? It could be the fact that you want to put the picture on now is like a new thing. You're finishing off this Kedi. He brings over here, he wants to be Medayat from a few days. I find the Diyukim interesting, but I'm asking, he wants to be Medayat. The whole Issa of Sol Tzur on a Kedi is only when the Kedi needs it. That's part of the Kedi needs to have a picture on it. If the Kedi doesn't need to have a picture on it, it's a Kiddush, I think, personally, but that's what he wants to say. The whole keeper is Medayak and Lashon Rashi, which I find Kiddush. I read that Lashon Rashi says, Rashi's Lashon is, because of Rashi, sorry, he brings a Lashon Rashi. Rashi writes, Bekedi sho'oimed lekach l'na'oisoi. It's oimed to make it nice. Now, I don't know, it could be you're making it nice, not pshat that it needs it. I don't know, he's got a few rashes, but he wants to tie the whole Issa of Sod Surah is only when the Kedi is missing something. It needs a pattern on it. Then there's an Issa of Makor Patrish to make that picture on it. But if the Kedi is perfect as it is, then there's no problem. Yeah, that could be. Once you start it already, then to finish it, obviously it might be worse. Maybe. Maybe, but if you just started from nothing, maybe, you know, you go one big picture, it could be you do one mitzvah, maybe that's not enough. I don't know. Okay. Then we said, another interesting halacha, this is number two, that you got an item which is all there already, everything's working, yeah, but you want to make it better. So we said the mashal, painting a picture on a cup, that everything is good there, yeah? The cup is good, we want to put a picture on it, that's adding to it, that's also a shalom makor patrish. Now, this is, how far does this go? I'll tell you an example. Someone's got a pair of shoes. My child just bought a pair of shoes this Friday. So he comes along, and he wants to put his shoes on, and he realizes in the shop the mice doesn't fit. It's obviously roughly the right size, but they told him in the shop he's got to put an inner sole in. Yeah, he's put an inner sole in. He wants to wear these shoes, he's got to put an inner sole in. Shaili is now, he forgot to do it on Friday, let's say, yeah? So he comes to Shabbos, he puts his shoes on. Oh no, that shoe is no good, it doesn't fit. It's too big. So he goes up to get, let's say, he didn't do this actually, let's say this happens. He goes upstairs to get an inner sole to put it in. Mutsu also, my friends. Is that completing the Kedi? Oh. Right? So I think everyone's heard the shoe before, it looks like. Yeah, very good. So the mice, that's a Kedish, it's Makor Patrish. A big Kedish actually, it's a Makor Patrish. That Makor Patrish is no problem if the Kedi itself is usable. Everyone, this Kedi is a usable Kedi. Someone who's got the right size foot will fit into that Kedi. Yeah. There's no problem, there's nothing wrong with the Kedi. The person who's wearing it needs something to be done to it, but there's nothing wrong with the Kedi. There's no chisorin in a Kedi. That's not Makor Patrish. What? Yeah. You can take it in and out. There's no part, it's not called stira. There's no opposite of Makor Patrish. So putting in, there's no Makor Patrish putting in, there's nothing to take out. Huh? There's no Makor Patrish. In such a case, to put in the sole in, there's no, it's a Makor Patrish. Why is there no Makor Patrish? Because this shoe is a complete shoe in itself. There's nothing wrong with the shoe as it is. But that's what I'm telling you. Yeah, so see. So the mice, you say, so he's asking now on the cap, the chayra. The cup's the same thing. There's nothing wrong with the cup. There's nothing wrong with the cup. That's what he's asking. He's saying, the cup. He's exactly the same. There's nothing wrong with the cup. It's perfect, the cup. Everyone could use it. Yeah. But I still think there's a difference because a lot of people like designs on cups. If something intrinsic on the cup, you like the design, it makes the cup more beautiful. There's an inner sole in a shoe doesn't make the shoe a better shoe.
So if your shoeless
cup, can you put a new shoe? Shoeless is a different shoe. It comes to shoeless. Yeah, it's a good shoe. Shoeless, yeah. Shoeless is a good shoe. Hopefully next week. Yeah, so the chayra is, I still, yes, Lord, what you're saying, so you hear what I'm saying? The shoe, there's nothing wrong with the shoe, with the inner sole and without the inner sole. Some people want it with them, some people don't. A cup with a picture on, it's definitely a better cup, it's a nicer cup, it's probably still better. So you enhance the cup itself. That the chayra might be, what do you call it? That the chayra is an interesting point. That, huh? So you can hear the difference. So that's an interesting point. I'm saying this sefer over here, he ties this soft story. He's got a few. He brings all the riyas. I don't really understand. I must tell you, he brings another riyah from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. I'll read you out the Loshen. He brings the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Hatzot surah bekeli ho'oimed letsayroi. But what does it mean oimed letsayroi? Could be you decide to paint it? He wants to say Oymer Netzayim means it's missing, it's intrinsically missing something. Now, which cup misses a painting? Where do you need a painting? There's nothing wrong. The suit's perfect with it. There's nothing wrong with the suit. You're making it better. There's nothing wrong. It's like a shoe with a sole in. It's the same as a sole with a shoe. Who had the braces? I've got a pair of braces. So he's got to change braces with someone else in the family. So one size is very big, and the guy wants to put on, now it's very small. So he wants to adjust the braces. Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with the braces. You're not perfecting the braces at all. You're not doing anything to the braces. The brace is a perfect item. Yeah, but here you're adjusting it, yeah? And here you're adjusting it to stay for Kubi Loilam Void. You're going to wear this brace now for the rest of the time. So you made an adjustment. With that adjustment, it's going to stay permanently as an adjustment. It's a good adjustment. That means if someone's got a beged and he pulls out the tacking inside the beged, he's made an adjustment. That's Issamin HaTorah, Makapatish. That's a small thing he's done. The Maestro, he's made an adjustment. Here, the braces, he adjusts the braces to fit his side. He's going to use those braces now, Loilam, for a long time, hopefully. That's what he tends to do. The Maestro, that's no problem. Because there's nothing wrong with the braces. We're saying there's nothing wrong with the braces. The braces itself are perfect. It's just different people. Huh?
But the suit, the pocket was there before. Take away the pocket. They just put some stitches in. So
yeah, I must say, it's an interesting point. I don't know how it works. I must say, because that's a Gemara there. I saw someone opens up a Pesach of a shirt, yeah? Now, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure how that works. Was the shirt once opened or was it always stuck? I don't know. That's a Gemara.
You hold.
The shirt is like this, but it comes stitched. And for the first time, a person wants to open it on Shabbos. That's an issur of atzor, a piece of tzavah. That's an issur. Now, I ask you, was that shirt ever opened beforehand? That's the same shayla lechayra. And I think it's a machlokes shirt. I have to check it up. I think it's a machlokes there about that. You're asking, why is it a problem with the, what do you call it, with the suit? No, but he's asking, first, I'm not even sure if you're right. I'm not sure if you're right, even. Yeah, but when did they put those stitches in?
After it's been made.
Only after, when it's for travelling, while it's sure it's transported.
Keep it to me.
You have it. Is it a pocket? Yeah, the chayy is right. The chayy is put there before you put it. The chayy is right. It's put there after you open it, the pocket's been there. But now you say, well, you have to know how that goes. Someone opens up based on someone. Let's see if I can find that gemara quickly. And next, Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. Let's have a quick look. Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. That's our lock and shikhan off, yeah? Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. Someone opens up based on Tzavah.
I think the winter coat had closed as well. I think you do open it, don't you?
No, my friend, you're wrong. So I tell you, look at the Mechaber here. Matina based on Tzavah Mekeshe Shekhoshu Kodesh Eilu Kodesh 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 Ein Poishke Oysa Mechodosh Saka Monahu Afilu Kva Niftach Rak Shekhozo Omi Mekoshri Otofu B'yachad. It looks like it's a problem in that case. Interesting point. It looks like, I'll just say very quickly, it looks like a problem. Rashi says over there it's Makapatish. So it looks like, it's an interesting point you're saying, it looks like it's a problem. If you had a jacket, which was perfect, then the woman sewed it up, he left it, it was meant to be sewn up for a time till you open it, then to open that up is macropathic. So to open up these pockets with a stitching, or to open up any stitching on a beged, the way else they have it, they have it, a lot of begotten have it, the moshe, but to open that up on Shabbos, besides the issa of Korea, and that could be a shayla of Korea, I'm not a sucking, yeah? Besides that, there's an issa of, what do you call it, of makapatish. You're now completing the beged itself. So changing all these things, who are din, someone's got a sofa in his room, and someone, he's got an unexpected visitor that comes on Friday night, so he wants to open it up to make it into a bed. Is that makapatish, adjusting it to make something else? That's not a problem. Why is that not a problem? Because the sofa is perfectly usable as it is. There's nothing wrong with the sofa. It's got two ishtamshes, but there's nothing wrong with the sofa. It's like the same case. It's a different sort of ishtamshes, yeah. But both of them are relying on them. There's the same sort of idea. You're not making a new thing completely. Yeah, but first of all, it's omer lekach, and it's called a keli. You're not making a new keli. It's not like making a new keli. Maybe that's okay to do. Okay, everybody's saying.